The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys. This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Headlines.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, what could be worse than an executive getting busted at a Coldplay concert for cheating?
You did that one yesterday.
I know, but possibly this
worse.
Story could be a little worse.
The
what
Coldplay
did this guy do?
Got caught. I don't know. What would be worse?
What this dude did. This is an ad exec from New York. He got arrested at a rooftop bar in Florida. He had a little too many drinks. He was overserved, so they say. Well, this happened on a Saturday night. And you know, when you got to go, you got to go. You have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you drink alcohol.
Oh, yeah, constantly. Always have to go.
Well, this is a 30-year-old guy.
Really?
And he got drunk. He's at a rooftop bar, and he decided to pee off the side of it. His name is Matthew. Matthew Day.
That should be every day, Paige.
What did Matthew do? Oh, Matthew.
Oh, Matthew Day. That's coming up in October. Actually, we won't celebrate this year's.
So we don't know if Matthew was in town for work or for pleasure, but he was obviously partying.
You mean some people just go to random towns and start playing with themselves as soon as they get there? Is that what
Probably.
Going to town for pleasure means?
Oh, well, are you here for business or pleasure?
I was like, can't you see the wrist moving?
I'm going to give you some business if you pleasure me. Is this a VIP spa? Huh.
If the arms are shaking, the gravy I'm a-making.
Ooh.
I saw that on a shirt.
Gravy sounds so bad.
It was on the back of Wilson's shirt, actually, when his bitch fell off.
Oh, when the bitch fell off, you read the shirt.
Yeah,
I, you know what? Close. I was going to work that into like conversation. But,
oh, boy.
It's like, you know
Well,
what?
No wonder why she wants to take a flight. All right. So according to the police report, he was at this bar called The Landing around 1:30 a.m.
Is it near an airport?
In the strip.
When he whipped it out, peed off the side.
Mm.
But here's the problem. It hit several people on the sidewalk below. Oopsie, my bad.
He knew what he was doing.
And unfortunately, it wasn't Billy Goats, because they would be okay with it.
See, I couldn't do that, because I wouldn't be able to. I would have to.
You'd have to be in like a four-point stance kind of thing.
Yeah, I'd have to turn around and do it.
Do you think he's the long-distance wizard?
Oh, the guy from Instagram?
This guy from the story and Instagram.
I thought that guy's name was Bart.
I think it was Bart, actually. Just as good a range.
That's where I heard about it.
Well, here's the thing. The building was only two stories.
Oh, well, who can't arc one off that?
That's not a big deal. 15 feet above the people that he was peeing on.
Or if he you think he put his leg up like Colonel Morgan and just kind of arched one?
Captain.
The liquor guy.
He got moved up to captain. Captain Morgan. The colonel. You're thinking
colonel.
Of Sanders.
Oh.
I was thinking of the colonel from Boogie Nights.
You're thinking of Tom Paco.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. That's strange. You know, I threw up off the back of Memorial Stadium in Clemson, literally upper deck on home side. Threw up off the back. And I watched it go to the ground to make sure it didn't hit anybody, because if it did, I was going to.
That is a long way down.
Hand to God, true story. I'm not proud of it.
You didn't hit anyone, did you?
No, I watched the vomit hit all the way down to make sure it didn't hit anybody.
I mean, that's 82,000 people watching you hurl.
No, they were watching Clemson beat the hell out of, I think it was the first game. It was like Wofford or somebody.
I can't see. I don't think I've ever thrown up or peed off a building.
Is there a long-distance puking Instagram? I could submit a video later.
You know what? Look it up and see. I want to know, because mine's running the television.
Go downtown this weekend and see if I can do that.
Long-distance puking.
I'd have to aim.
Is there a long-distance doo-dooer?
That would be nasty. But I'm sure someone's tried it.
Yeah, what if he's done that next? What if he wants to arc a couple, you know, stink pickles off the top rope?
Oh,
this guy, I'm telling
loaves.
You. He's been charged with disorderly conduct, and they released him on a $500 bond, and he's the co-founder and head of client success. At an ad agency.
What an interesting way of being
Media.
Called a salesperson.
So, you know what?
I'm
the supervisor of client success. or that's like account executive.
It's like saying not homeless, but home insecure.
You're home insecure. You're displaced.
Displaced. Oh, that's a better one. Food insecure is the one for not hungry.
Like somebody has a house, or are they just home?
See, does it work both ways?
I'm homeful.
if you're unalive, but you're, well, that doesn't work because you're alive.
I know. It's the wording's weird. It's like when people get agitated and talk about Samson and Delilah, my dogs that were murdered by a car, and they're like, you shouldn't say it that way. I was like, well, that's why, it's the way it happened. They were murdered by a car.
You got to get two new dogs. Oh, can you name your next two animals Warren Treaty? Maybe you get two new cows or two new dogs or maybe get more chickens. I don't know what you're looking at next to get to acquire.
Nothing.
A peacock. Get a peacock.
I'm good. Oh. Got baby ducklings and baby chicks now.
Peacocks are pretty.
What do they do though, peacocks?
I mean, they walk around and act like they're hot crap.
They're like donkeys.
They can't. They're what?
Are they? Do they guard the place? Are they aggressive?
Peacocks?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought they were just like the.
Just the aesthetic of the place, you know, you put them there to kind of spruce it up a little.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't think of them as like farm. I think of them as like
swans and some peacocks.
On an estate. So on an estate.
Swans.
So over there with my swans.
Swans are pretty.
You got to have a swan pond if you're going to do all that.
Swan pond.
I wish I had a swan in my pond.
You could have a swan in your house, I guess, right? Like hang out with the dogs.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind that.
I don't know what swans eat.
Why are you looking at me like that? You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Well, it's every day.
I think about you in that same manner.
If they crap like geese, it's not going to be good.
Like I sometimes think if wild animals were not like, you know, some you can own, but most of them you can't. But if it was like, hey, if you find a wild animal, you could keep it at home. Paige would have like
Jesus
everything.
I would have a donkey. I would have a leopard.
Would you have a show?
I would have a swan, and I would have a peacock.
It would be like that Matt Damon movie, We Bought a Zoo.
Gay.
Should have every animal.
And a monkey.
Animal.
I want a monkey.
You'd be like Bruce Almighty. You'd have all the animals.
No, that wasn't Bruce Almighty.
Paige Almighty. Which one had all the animals?
That was Mr. Popper's Penguins or some thing.
Oh, nah, it was a play on the...
Noah's Ark.
And I love zebras, yeah, that's, too.
That was the background of it, but it was one of the Almighty movies.
That was Bruce.
Yeah.
That was with Steve Carell, right?
That one, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be Paige Almighty.
Yeah, Paige Almighty.
I want a zebra, too. I like zebras.
I've only known of one of those. It was in North Carolina, and of course they caught it and brought it back home, but I don't think you can...
You don't ride zebras. They're not.
They got big asses, like real big muscular asses.
Yeah, they do.
But they're pretty.
You don't. Yeah, you don't see them very often, do you?
Uh-uh.
They're very rare. The last one I saw was Tom and Helen Willis's daughter.
You know what? I'm just thinking about Paige's condo, but I forget she has a mountain property.
Oh yeah,
she could host all these animals.
I could.
She's gonna get a space house next.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, probably.
You have a space house.
I'm going to get a tiny house somewhere and escape there for the weekend. Well, now there's a...
Better think, again, the thought, I don't know if I said it on the air, but the thought of Paige living in a tiny house, she's going to turn the oven off or whatever, and her boobs are going to knock everything off the wall.
I'm not that
And then
bad.
She's going to turn around this way because she's in a tiny little narrow house, and she's going to knock all the pictures off the wall with her jugs.
It's going to be just like the episode of Curb where Chaz Bono got his Dugan, and it was so big that every time he turned around, he'd knock something over.
And I'm going to
He set the restaurant on fire at the end.
Like a rooftop patio, and we'll nude sunbathe on there, so that'll be fun.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you'll have uni girls over.
Are girls ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
I am always ready for the weekend.
Camp Cougar.
I like to go downtown.
I'm always ready for the weekend.
I go downtown Greenville and I look for the manhole covers. You know what I say to those manholes?
Whoa, who's that hole?
There's a little evil laugh. Girl, my boobs are so hot right now. Sweaty, but they're so brown and tan. Look at them.
You know what I wish I had right now? A leopard. Well, put that jacket you have on. It's close enough.
More than just my armpits stink.
Tina, will you wear my leopard jacket and lay in my
leopards.
Lap and let
I'm
me
sorry,
rub your back?
I do. I like them. They're pretty.
Yeah. It's cool. You remind me of the way that lady psychic from New Jersey dresses.
You saying I'm tacky?
She's got a shawl.
I didn't say tacky. She just wears a lot of animal print.
Hello. Do you want to know your future?
No, she's American.
No.
She's just from Jersey.
You want to know your future?
Yeah, you want to come over and yanta about the future?
You want to know what's in the crystal ball
Talk
here?
About past relationships?
And Michael Kors.
Somebody passed over to the other side. They're trying to come through to me now.
Are you male or female?
I can feel it in my tingling in my long vinyl nails.
What's the matter, you ghost? Why are you turning your back to me?
From that lady to my husband. How?
The spirit is trying to say, how you doing?
Oh, my God. Okay. So now there's a reality dating show that's a little different. Aren't there enough of them? There's Bachelor in Paradise, the other one.
Every time I log on to Peacock, it's freaking Love Island, man. That's all they show.
Oh, gosh, if I hear one more person talk about Love Island, I think I'm going to scream.
I don't know what it is. Like, what is it? Is it?
It's like Party Island.
Yeah.
You should put that on a show, Hartwell. Yeah.
But you know it's scripted. I mean, come on. It's not reality TV. It's not real.
This is where Matt ends the segment and goes to the bathroom.
So there's now a show called Are You My First? And it's all virgin contestants. They're virgins. And it starts streaming on Hulu on August 18th.
Bull crap.
A bunch of mess.
Do you think they're really virgins? I mean, are they going to check and see?
If you still have it, you don't want to likely lose it on TV. And how did the producers verify it?
Exactly, you know, like they used to do in the 1400s.
This is a work like that Facebook group, Are We Dating the Same Guy? You know it's for people in open relationships to go solicit for trim. That's all it is. Yeah. Wife puts a picture of the husband up. We dating the same guy? Girl's like, yeah, we are. She's like, okay, well, let's hook up anyway, all three of us.
But you got to be very subtle about it. Like, the people that know, and like, you know, the things we know about a pineapple and what that symbology is. And now you know who's growing a pineapple tree.
I am. And see, people were asking Paige is alerting us.
She's a swinger.
I'm not a swinger. Yes. I am growing a pineapple because I thought it'd be fun.
Did you move to Simpsonville?
She's growing it upside down.
The whole tree's upside down.
No, her. Oh. She's upside down when she's working.
Fruit. I don't have fruit. I have to bear fruit before I even turn it upside down.
My God. I look at you and think of watermelons.
She walked around on her hands.
Oh, God.
I can't see what I'm doing.
All right, Paige, that was one of your better ones. I like that one.
That's an interesting concept for a show. Is You a Virgin, or whatever you called it.
Is You Is, or Is You Ain't a Virgin.
Welcome, folks. Steve Harvey's hosting.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get your phone calls, 1-800-774-0093. Also, I found something that, you know, I don't know, the powers that be, whoever that is or whatever, they love for us to be depressed and to be downtrodden and not to be hopeful for the future. And part of that is just so we go get retail therapy. That's where that comes from. They want you to always have anxiety, so you go buy. But, boy, if you live in certain states, you ain't going to be able to buy, because this expensive.
Yeah. The wages don't go up, it's like you said.
Yeah. So, apparently, in the future, everyone's going to live in West Virginia. I'll tell you what that means next. That was a good tease, too. I'm going to roll with these damn things.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
It's for you, Big.
I love this.
Black Mountain, North Carolina. Lives in Hendo. Big Brown. Big. He ain't that tall.
No.
Oh.
Sir.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Big
old Brown. Biggest Brown in the whole downtown. Got a long gray beard. Likes going to the draft.
What? To the what?
He only went 1 year.
It might need some work, but it's good, though.
It's good. I like it.
Had a birthday.
That's nice.
38.
38 now.
Oh, he's almost. Oh, dang it. Let's try to time it to the next course. Playing some Croce. You won't hear it on the podcast.
Oh, no. That's why it pays to listen live.
He's 38, and he's bad, old.
Big,
old. Old Big Brown. Baddest Brown in the whole damn town. His name is Nicholas Dickhead.
His daughter hates Matt Man's guts.
No, not true.
I think it's just a little fun thing.
This is workshopping, right? I'm sure this is how Jelly Roll comes up with songs.
Yeah.
You got to workshop them.
Workshop them.
Yeah. Sitting around smoking a big blunt. He doesn't eat much anymore. He's probably eating like a, you know, a fritter or something back then.
Just he's coming up with songs. Bangers and mash. We were apparently all wrong on that. Apparently it's got to do with cabbage and corned beef.
Oh, corned beef and hash.
That's Irish.
Ugh.
Bangers and mash is English.
I got 22% Irish in my blood, and I ain't eating corned beef or hash ever.
22% only?
Yeah. Most of it is...
Where is it?
I can't tell you. The rest of it is like English, Scottish, and nothing like exotic. Or
yeah.
I thought it'd be like a percentage, maybe black. But
I'm 1% Nigerian.
I don't even have any Cherokee. You got Cherokee at least.
That's kind of cool.
But yeah, but 1% Nigerian, that's just wild. But then,
so I can't trust
like
you,
they say that, no. That means 99% of me won't. Right?
Hey, I like that.
It's cup half full, uh-huh. Not half empty.
P1 Bojangles won't talk to you again, but you know, that's cool.
Okay. Right. It's like, Matt, I knew you sounded African American. I could tell.
Did you pick up on that?
I'm 1% African American.
You know, that throws, so is Elon.
Hold on, let's see. Yeah, you'd hear the pen drop. That's crazy.
A lot of famous African Americans, Charlize Theron.
Right.
Elon for now.
Yes.
Until Trump steals his, takes his citizenship away.
So the thing I was saying about, you know, the mantra is, especially the older you get, quit living in the past, quit worrying about the future. Live in
the now.
Live in the present. Be present.
Yes.
And you just like me. Yesterday, you just you had about 12 to 15 minutes to kill, so you just lollygagging on the internet. That's what I do. And I don't mean like I was sitting there masturbating or anything.
No.
That's not lollygagging.
That's not lollygagging.
I was just, you know, looking for a little whimsical scroll or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Entertainment.
A little entertainment fun. Okay, this same stuff. Let me check out the news scene. Because I, quite frankly, live in a bubble where I don't realize a lot of big things that are going on.
I don't know how. Like what?
I figured it out. It's Facebook. I don't have regular Facebook. That's how I don't know it's people's birthdays. How I don't know of local, stuff in general, which kind of sucks.
I feel like, you know, if you go home or you just straight, like, movies and shows and, like, no news or anything like
there's
that.
There's not a lot of TV watching now.
Yeah, I can see that, too.
You're getting to be like me, gosh.
You're going to come in here with blonde hair and big
my
jugs.
Breasts have never been smaller.
You start wearing thongs and having 14 jobs.
Yeah. You're gonna start wearing zebra pants and leopard sweaters.
You're going to hang out with some ladies, self-proclaimed cougars.
That's right.
In the mountains.
So it's one of those daunting questions. And you see those calculators online, like, how long, how much money would it take for you to retire? How much money do you have enough in your 401k? And if you do that little calculator, which I think is stealing your information, so don't do it. But it's pretty nauseating. So this article, the reason that I even brought this up is a lot of people, I don't know what the poll number is, but most people say that. Well, let me ask the room. Fatboy, how much money do you need to retire?
$2,000 more a month, according to
the amount of money you need, that nest egg, whatever you call it, at that point.
That I feel like would be good for me personally.
Yep,
I'd say $500,000.
Okay, wow.
Yeah,
Paige. Well, I got the lake house. I got my car.
I got the property. I got this car in that car.
I don't want to be rich like that, where you have too much money because I'm not going to spend. It's just me. You know what I'm saying? So if I had $100,000 a year, I'd be comfortable.
This is the big disconnect. This is where we're going to find out a lot about people. Because people are accustomed to a lifestyle now, when they started working, that they don't want to give up.
Why would you?
Because people are like, okay, this shows you how out of touch people are. If you have two people together, and they're like, we only make $120,000 a year. how are we going to make it? I'm like, are you serious? 120 grand between two people and you can't figure out how to pay bills? Let me tell you, you still have a lot left over.
Yeah.
That is a lot of money.
Wow, I don't want to do this now.
That's if you're spending wisely, you know. I mean, I'm being modest because I don't think that I don't.
I'm literally have to close my mouth because it's like wide open looking at y'all.
There's no reason you can't make it on six figures a year. If you make at least six figures,
you got no excuse. On that.
Now, you're not going to have two boats and four cars.
What about four boats and two cars?
But like I don't need four boats and two cars. Well, two cars, but not four boats.
So this whole thing is about what $1 million will get you in each state. And holy moly, man. I mean, it's one
of
those
things.
It's
not much,
is it? It is very daunting to think about.
I feel like I was generous. Like I was kind of overestimating it.
I mean, because if you get a big house, you got to pay the taxes on that house. You have to maintain it. You have to have a staff. You can't just leave it. You know what I mean?
A staff?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You have to
I mean, like, think about
it. I mean, I'm not getting out there and cutting the grass. And
Not like the guy from the Annie, the movie, but like you've got like for instance, like a good example. My mom had a cleaning lady. She also had a landscaper.
Yep.
And they, you know, they don't pay themselves and blah, blah, blah.
Was she paying that though? Like, you don't have to say. Like, I feel like if people. That's different, though. Well, like, she couldn't do that stuff.
Well, that's why when you get older, you retire. You're
supposed to be doing it.
No, you're retired. You hire people to do it for you.
You're supposed to be cutting the grass.
And you travel and enjoy your life.
If it wasn't for people like me, a lot of people wouldn't have jobs.
That's true. I mean, I still don't get why people clean their house before the cleaning lady comes over. But you know.
Shut up. I was talking with my dental hygienist the other day about the same thing. She's like, you know, the thing you do, big plans this weekend? It's like, well, I got to go home and feverishly clean my house. Oh, you got company you coming over? Like, no, my cleaning lady's coming tomorrow. Because you just got to, like, you got to look at you, walk in your house and look at it, put your hands on your hips and say, if I die and never come back, am I okay with this, my house?
But she's not. I mean, you're letting her do the floors, like mopping
and
everything.
She's already judging.
Sometimes I spit on the floor just to show us something to do.
But you're picking up your mess. You're tidying up. You're not cleaning.
Well, she's already judging you.
Log in the hallway.
You know, you're doing her work for her. She's already judging you because you hired her in the first place.
She loves people like me.
She's not judging you.
Except we would, you know...
Sir, I didn't know I work with two bougie people.
Listen, you know how to spell bougie. $1 million in South Carolina, this state we are in, will last you 18 and a half years. In Tennessee, it will last you 18 years and 8 months.
Is this just paying bills?
Average. So it's based on groceries, housing, utilities, transportation, health care, and your, you know, all the expenditures. Across the board, living, this would be, I guess, lower to middle class, because you got to think, like, those are very, like, middle class is real tiny.
Right,
like,
yeah,
middle class is the minority of America.
It's
not skin color. It's not religion. It's not sexuality. It is income.
Well, if you look at
that
the text.
That is the minority.
They're like, middle class don't exist.
But yeah, it does.
No. It doesn't.
It's shrinking, but it does exist.
But it's shrinking because it's getting pushed in. The way that two crystals getting pushed together makes a diamond under pressure.
We're two big jugs.
But then that diamond is the reward. So that middle class is what's paying for the old rich sons of bitches who don't pay taxes. And then what's a nice, sweet way to say it? Those who haven't just quite yet got it together yet, for them to get by. Yeah. We the cog of the whole thing, but it's the pressure pushing us, but yet we are the ones that push back and
because
give
the,
to them.
The middle class doesn't have as much to write off because, you know, you're too much to get any programs. You make too much money, but then you don't make enough to write off anything like, you know, your business, property, and things like that.
I know. And they laughed when I said, we could start the Mattman Foundation. Mm-hmm. And they just laughed.
That's where I know my lot in life. Never written off anything. I had nothing to write off.
You do.
What?
Don't you work at home?
No.
Can you still write that off?
Standard deduction, I would never come close to.
Why?
Even if I wrote off. Nothing to write off. Like,
we
what?
Tried.
You I tried
think,
to tell you.
You think you whatever I'm going to write off is going to make it worth my while to even get.
Yes.
The standard deduction is a bigger refund
anyway. Don't you work at home? Don't you have an office allocated for this job? You
yes,
can write it off.
But it's not enough. It's not worth doing.
It is worth doing.
I feel like you might be doing your stuff wrong. It is nowhere near. There's no benefits to it.
I
get way
you.
More money back if I just claim a standard deduction.
Okay.
I don't know how, like, that don't make sense to, like, people. Like,
you got to follow their playbook. Mm-hmm. Our nation's
now,
incorporated, so you got to get incorporated, too.
I don't have a person that I go to that looks for shortcuts and workarounds.
It's not a workaround.
That's I mean, they do.
And what's a lawyer do? They look for loopholes?
That's
exactly.
What
that's what
do.
It is.
Yeah, it's workarounds.
But see, if you're doing freelance stuff, then you have to pay quarterly. It's better to do that than having to pay one big lump sum at the end of the year. That's why you itemize every expense that
me.
You have.
Not in my situation. Now, you have property. You have multiple cars, multiple houses. I don't know if you have an LLC or anything like that.
Yes. Oh, a Jaguar and not the car?
I did not, but I do have an LLC.
See? You got a more complicated
situation.
But
that keeps you safe when you have an LLC.
Don't do S for me. You got it. What'd you start, man? It's like a big money war.
No, it's
not.
Just common sense.
You probably don't even have an agent, do you? All right, we'll be back right after this. Come on.
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Makes me wonder. And it makes me wonder. Oh, no, that's not what song this is.
No, this one you thought was going to have some cussing in it. You're like, I'm going to go buy this.
What is it, a condom?
I want to hear him cuss. I was going to go to Scum Records and get this.
Oh, man.
Mother.
Hear about that bridge that fell out in Pickens?
Yeah, look out. Don't go down it. Even they got it taped off on the bottom so boats don't go up under it.
I'm glad nobody was hurt, though.
I mean, it depends on if you gave me some names, I would tell you now. It depends on who it was. She said she's glad nobody was hurt.
Oh.
Me, give me some names, I'll tell you.
Oh.
If I'd be glad or not.
Some
of them, I'll tell them to go drive on it now.
God.
I say, did you watch the news? No. Hey, go drive across this bridge. Free money.
It's going to be somebody just doing like a TikTok video, just going down the road. I'm on my way to Clemson. And all of a sudden, you're just like,
my bad.
Go off the bridge down into the water. Oh, my God. They're not waterproof. I'm not making fun of anybody drowning.
No, it's terrible.
It's all for fun.
They don't stop with the videos. Ah, we're going to go rush. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Gonna rush.
Woke up today. Didn't expect to go scuba diving.
I'm going to rush with my little. Going to rush my little. Little's going to rush.
If you notice, my drowning voice sounds a lot like my turkey call.
Nobody can explain to me still why 20 girls have to get together in the same picture. And they can't take it unless there's 20 of them in it.
You know what? I would, and Paige, you're not the one because you've modeled, you've went through cotillion, debutante, ladies school or whatever that was called. Like you've been adjusted, but I want to ask. I'll do it right now. I mean, we'll get to this other thing. This is what the conversation is. If you do that group picture with like, let's say six plus women,
at least six.
When you go back and look at that picture, do you regret doing the bend over hands on the knees? Because you just feel like I feel like you're subservient to the others. Yeah. I feel like you're just like
the girl at the on the,
yeah.
In the front.
Yeah, like I.
Yes.
And I never understood why the smallest girl would always be the one that was doing it. You're already tiny. That big Amazon bitch in the back needs to get over there
well,
and like scoot down.
I can tell you a story about me being in the front and taking a picture, and I was wearing a skirt. Well,
nice.
You can see my underwear in that picture, and it's
bring it up.
So we can Google that pic. And the girl behind you is like,
you
oh, girl, I can see
you're scooting down.
Used to, girls used to put their arms around each other, and that was it. They didn't have to kick their butt out. They didn't have to kick a heel out like they do. They didn't have to hold the coffee up like it's the Statue of Liberty. They just put their arms around each other.
They hang out
their
in groups.
Feet side by side.
Of course we do.
More so now, than they ever did.
Now, the one with the ass is going to show you. She's standing sideways.
She's
the other ones are
booty.
Facing this way. She decided to look this way.
There's always one ugly one in there somewhere.
The That's one me. Who's trying to hide her wedding ring is playing with her hair. She's yeah. doing that to turn her finger because she wants guys to still hit on her.
Oh, okay.
He's like, you ain't wearing your ring. Yeah, why is that playing with my hair?
Yeah.
Plus, show him that picture a year later and how many of them say, oh, I hate that bitch.
I hate her hair.
I don't know why we're ever friends.
They'll untag him in the picture.
Oh.
And then the other one that just wore this like... when they just throw their head back with their mouth
I didn't know that they were taking the picture.
Dude,
I've seen y'all fake them downtown and other places where you're like, okay, we're going to take 8 pictures, you guys. And then you say, all right, someone said something funny.
What are you looking at when you look up?
I hope a bird takes a dump in your mouth when you do that
Chew-woos.
Fake.
Oh, my goodness.
You talk about, staging Civil War photos. Y'all do them every damn weekend.
You know what? It just occurred to me. I've never heard this. Now, this probably happened. Like, you know, when a girl gets mad at a guy, she'll say he had a little one. Guys don't say that about each other when they get mad. Like, they're not buddies anymore.
No.
He's got a little one.
They turn, like,
wouldn't that be
dominant
weird?
Gay. They're like, I'm going to kick your ass, and you're going to S my D. And it's like.
But.
That's really weird because
I don't say it. Some people will.
I've never talked about another woman's vagina. Like, vagina is big or her vagina is tiny. I would never say that because that is so.
Girls
how
will.
Would I
you
know?
Do you ever really get a good look at them though?
Never.
I've never seen
my friends like that.
Women will. They'll play that card. Guys won't with each other, but women will. With
You've
each
never
other.
Had what I'm saying. Man, I got a bump. Will you look at this? You see anything?
God,
I
girls.
Tried to do it with my phone, but it kept
now,
taking a picture.
They're always
of my
naked
leg.
In front of
now,
each other.
Now the weirdest thing that I get from girls is they want to, after they get their boobs done, they want to feel mine to see which one, you know, see what the difference. And I was like, no, you feel
they
your own.
Hitting, that's hitting on, right?
You feel
do
your
you,
own.
Do you feel like she said no? I feel like a couple times you might have let them. Squeeze on the old chest pillows for a little
What's
bit.
What's the difference? I mean,
women are like more upfront about that, and I think it kind of gets them riled up a little bit.
What?
When they start squeezing on each other and looking at each other naked. The guys just ain't going to do it.
I mean,
plus, you pop each weird. Other's pimples too. You like doing that a lot?
They like doing that on dudes.
Well, I mean, I do. I like doing that.
That's why Amazon sells.
Esthetician.
That's why they sell so many pimple popping kits because women love doing it.
Extractions.
You know, I used to have this. I had this. I'm no dermatologist. Some kind of reoccurring bump on my back, and it's not like back acne because I've never done steroids, believe it or not. But former girlfriend liked to pop the pimple, but then complained that it stunk.
Oh.
But, and it does. It smells like your belly button. I mean, not yours. I've never smelled yours. But, like,
well,
you know how if you run your finger in your belly button every once in a while because you're like, I think it probably – why else would you? You stick your finger in there and you're like, God, dog. That's what it smells like, the inside of a pimple.
So it keeps coming back?
Yeah. Yeah. I've had a doctor look at it. It ain't no – it's a ingrown hair.
Oh.
It's an ingrown hair. Yeah, who cares? No one sees it.
There was a dude in the news which – he popped it and got sepsis.
You can.
Became an abscess and almost went into a coma.
Yeah, leave it, let it go. I mean, until I start like looking like Hunchback. I mean, right now, it looks like a skeeter bot.
You know, you can go have a back facial and that's what...
That makes no sense.
It does.
That's a back facial.
No, but they put a mask on and a scrub and they treat... You can do extractions on your back and it takes care of that.
Yeah, but again, that's where I don't gaff. I don't gaff about my back.
I can't see it.
If I got my shirt off, I'm not going to be running away from you.
But ingrown hairs are uncomfortable, and they could be painful.
Can you do anything about this mole on my nipple?
I can't do anything about a mole because I can't surgically remove anything.
Like, look at it.
We'll get you there, though.
My daughter looked at it and said, no, it ain't nothing to worry about, but it just looks stupid. It's like I have a discolored nipple.
Now, if it's changing, if it's changing color and getting darker, need to have a biopsy.
That's my 1%.
It's the symmetry of the shape of what it is. So if it's changing shape or getting, you need to have it checked out.
My doctor looked at it.
Then you're fine.
Man, I hate saying this because I don't like to see other people prosper when I don't. But I feel like you can get some abs if you, like, you know, start crunching a little more.
I am crunching, dude. And you know what? No, this is... I'm going to take my glasses off. I can feel them.
You do have abs.
God.
Everybody has abs. God.
Yeah, but I feel them again. Look or at that, man. For the first time, maybe.
I wonder how much you'd have to, like, you have to get to what, 4% body fat, maybe 5 to...
Yeah, I ain't having.
Which you kind of close.
I get lightheaded on that. No, I'm not.
What do you think you got, 10?
Dude, I should weigh, I think I'm still like 26 pounds away from what I should. What, like, no, I'm not.
Your goal is?
No, I'm fine with my goal.
Yeah.
I'm fine with where I'm hovering now. I don't want to go any.
As long as you're healthy.
Get those abs coming in, you might get some more snooch on top of it.
But that's from doing them, like, them side crunches and them little medicine ball crunches.
But yeah. I'm sure that your blood pressure and your sugar's good.
Yeah.
After the weight loss. So
it don't matter. It's all about the looks.
I just need to get some ass. I mean, get an ass. Or both, actually, now. Women.
Wow.
God bless.
Boy.
You got to all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
The RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.